What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Many people consider South Africa's Soweto Gospel Choir to be the most exciting group to emerge in world music in recent years. That claim is backed up by the fact that they've won a couple of Grammys. The choir's repertoire reflects their faith and spiritual journey, sung in six different languages. Since its first international performances in Australia in 2003, Soweto Gospel Choir has become a worldwide phenomenon, performing sellout concerts across the world and singing alongside superstars including Bono, Queen, Annie Lennox, Diana Ross, Jimmy Cliff and Celine Dion, as well as the Red Hot Chili Peppers and others. They're in Perth for four concerts. I was privileged to be in the audience for the first of those concerts last night at His Majesty's Theatre. I'm very pleased to welcome a number of representatives from the choir to the studio this morning, and I'll start by chatting with Kevin and Bongani. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Tell us, how did the choir form?
Well, the choir, in fact, there were auditions, and then the best people out of the auditions got to be in the choir, and it was started in Soweto, which is a very phenomenal place to be in, and since then, the choir has been going on strongly and strongly till to date.
So is it the same lineup that started all those years ago, or is the lineup constantly changing?
Well, it's the same lineup from the time it started, and then just maybe like for about 2-3 years now, there's like, you know, a good new faces that came in, but still with the same energy. The energy hasn't changed, it's just the faces.
Well, that's certainly true. I saw the energy last night on stage, and I believe that a number of people were drawn from a lot of the local churches around the Soweto area.
Yeah.
As a gospel choir, obviously faith plays a big part in what you do. How is that demonstrated day by day on the road?
Well, it's only through prayer and, you know, through as family, as being united. We are just one daily. Wherever we go, we're actually feeding off each other, especially when it comes to any problems. The group, we still stay together, we still pray together, because I mean, like the Bible says that where there's unity, the blessings of God is there. And as you can see, two Grammy Awards, we are really truly blessed.
It must be difficult, I guess, when you're traveling with such a large group of people to make sure that there is that harmony and unity. So I guess that faith side of things is very important.
Yes, importantly. And also, usually before we start our sound check and rehearsals, we always have our little church going on where we actually have to pray for one another and our families, and whoever's sick for that night, we pray for them, and the show goes on. So it's really helpful for us to also put together ourselves and have that little church that we always do.
Well, it's interesting you say that you have that little church before you go on, because I was there last night and you were having church on stage.
Yeah.
You get to do that night after night. It must be a thrill to be able to do that, because you've got such great acclaim as you go around the world. And obviously a lot of the people that come to your concerts are not people of faith, but you get an opportunity to share that faith that you have with people as they come along.
Yeah.
How do you go about choosing the songs that you're going to be performing?
Well, most of the songs are like from the streets of Soweto, and also some of the songs are from church too as well. So like before we actually come on a tour, we sometimes take songs from the album or the songs that the choir suggests, or like some of the guys in the choir bring up, and we put it on the table, and then we start choosing and selecting from there.
And of course the songs themselves are self-inspirational to us. Whenever we sing them, we get inspired ourselves. So they first touch us, and then it's much easier than to relate them to the audience.
Yeah.
But it's such a range of songs. I mean, a surprising one for me last night was doing the Bob Dylan song, I'll Remember You, which is a favourite song of mine. And I've got to say, I can't say that you do a better version than Bob Dylan, because I like him so much, but I thought it a lot. I've got to say, that was absolutely stunning. And just to hear a song like that done in a gospel style, I was absolutely blown away.
Yeah.
How do you come up with a song like that? I mean, that's obviously not a song that comes from the streets of Soweto. When you're looking around for music, how do you come up with a song like that?
Yeah, of course, we're living in the world at the end of the day, and we get inspiration from east, west, south, from all directions and parts of the world. And as the choir travels around, we get to meet artists that actually inspires us, and that sing in a different language than the one that we do. And a song like that one particularly relates closer, because we all have loved ones at the end of the day. And once you hear a song like that, you remember them. You miss them. We were on tour for about 9 months, and you know, you miss home, you miss your friends, you miss your loved ones, and you have to remember them at one point or the other.
We'll take a break from chatting just for a moment, because I want you to sing, and there's a song you're going to sing, Ahuna, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and I believe that it means there is no one like Jesus. So I'll let you sing that one right now, and then we'll have a bit more of a chat. I'll let you get organised, because we have quite a group here in the studio. It's not just the two of you, but give us that song. Guys are just getting themselves organised and ready to sing, so I'll hand it over to you.
Ahuna ya tswana nlete so, ahuna ya tswana nae. Ahuna ya tswana nlete so, ahuna ya tswana nae. Ahuna
ya tswana nlete so, ahuna ya tswana nae.
Absolutely outstanding. Thank you so much. That's just amazing when we hear those voices come together and singing in that perfect harmony. There must be a lot of practice behind the scenes to get it to that kind of a level.
Yeah.
a lot of hard work. I rattled off a number of names of the artists that you've performed alongside over the last few years. How does it feel when you get recognition from them for the music that you're performing, when really this is just the music that you want to sing as gospel, as spiritual songs? It must be incredible.
Yeah, in a big way. I mean, you can imagine having to perform with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and That's Rock.
Yeah, you were support act for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Exactly.
How did that come about?
It's a long story, but it was an honorable story at the end of the day. Of course, we work with people who are quite organized, in fact, the management, and with us having to be surprised with the fact that we're going to be performing with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, that just was enough to blow us out of the way, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it was an honor for us to perform with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we were in Germany, I think. Yes, Germany.
Now, the whole choir is it 52 people in the entire choir, and then you have 26 that travel on the road?
Yeah, there's about 52 in the entire choir, and there's about like 26, 27 that go on tour. And like while the 26 and the 27 on this tour, maybe the remaining 25 will be still busy doing shows back at home or so.
So how often do you get together as the whole choir?
Seldom. Most of the time on the road, you know, either doing shows, either ministering to people, either speaking to people, you know.
And it must be a thrill to be able to go to so many different lands and to be recognised for your music and be able to talk to and perform to so many different people in so many different countries.
Yes, and in some countries you'll be surprised that we've never been there, but our music had been there for a while. And when you just get there, it's like they already know you, and you try to figure out how did they know about us. And just the other time we were in Fiji, and we were so surprised, the choir's first time in Fiji, and we were already popular, and you know, that actually says a lot about the hard work that we put together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say that the show looks like a lot of fun, and to be able to sit in the audience, well, it's hard to sit. And I noticed that when you were singing there, although you didn't have to put on the whole stage show that you do on stage each night, you just couldn't stop yourselves from moving. And I guess that's part of it, is that the music that you're playing is music that moves you in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been great chatting to you. Thank you so much for popping in and performing for us live here at 98.5 Sunshine FM. It's been great fun having you in. All the best for the rest of the tour. And I know that there are still some tickets available. I mean, the shows have sold very well, but there are still a handful of tickets available at the remaining shows over the next few nights. So hopefully people will snap them up very quickly. But thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.